Thanks for joining me today. This is Nicole from King's Court Podcast. I believe we are in a season where God is removing old structures. In a figurative sense, old ways of being, of operating, and in our thinking and in our habits. Have you ever been part of a home renovation? I have. Not a fun process. I believe God is doing this in the spirit realm, and we see evidence of it all around us. When walls come down, oftentimes what is revealed is not pretty. Faulty beams, old wiring, out-of-date plumbing. Things have to be removed and reinforced before the building can restart. The church is smack dab in the middle of this right now. In Mark chapter 11, Jesus overturned the tables to make room for what really mattered. People of God, He is doing this again. He is doing a deep work in His church, both individually in believers' lives and corporately. He is clearing and cleaning up our personal and corporate temples. Our lives and churches have become too loud and chaotic. God is removing things, people, religious attitudes and mindsets, old wineskins, structures and strongholds that have derailed us from the freedom to worship. In chapter 11 of Mark's Gospel, Jesus tells them they have made His house into a den of robbers. In Jeremiah chapter 7, Jeremiah elaborates on this point. Listen to his words. I am reading from the Amplified Bible. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, all of you who enter in at these gates, to worship the Lord. Amend your ways and your doings. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers? Because you have done this, I will cast you out of my sight. Jesus was angry that his temple had become a place of hiding for corruption, and he could no longer allow it to continue. He was ruffling religious feathers. They were shocked to see him come into the temple and start flipping tables over and driving people out. They were blinded by their own sin. So what Jesus is doing here was very necessary. How much are we like this at times, not wanting to change, blinded by our own sin and pride? Unless we bring these things out in the open, we cannot start to deal with them. Listen, I am in the thick of it myself, allowing Holy Spirit to do what only He can do. In this passage of Mark's Gospel, the religious leaders saw the impact of Jesus' words, and they were threatened. Religion will always oppose Holy Spirit's moving. God's Holy Spirit moves contrary to the spirit of religion. Did you know that religion is a spirit? It's running rampant in the church today. That, along with the spirit of Jezebel, is quenching and grieving the Spirit of God. Jesus was upsetting their apple carts, messing up their plans, their programs, their marketing strategy. And he was touching people's hearts and bringing transformation. The focus of their lives was the physical temple and their rules and traditions. The Word of God says that we make God's Word of no effect because of our traditions. The Bible tells us that in Christ we are His dwelling place, and everything we do must be done with right motives. God is truly doing a new thing. He is stretching us. And without the oil of the Holy Spirit, this stretching will be more painful than it needs to be. He is having us check our foundation to make sure it is in Him, the solid rock. Sometimes He removes so much, we may feel we are starting all over again. But God is always in the business of doing something new. However, I believe in this season, it is even more sudden and more drastic. Our part is to believe, keep praying, keep standing, keep worshiping, and do the thing God has told us to do. There are so many distractions coming at us. That is one of the enemy's tools. That is why in the Psalms, David says, "Where does my help come from? Look to the mountains, from whence comes my help?" We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Everything else is a distraction. We can love the Lord, and we can be filled with His Holy Spirit. We can aspire to serve Him in newness of life each day. Yet, we can still prevent the Lord from severing those ties from us that hold us back from total commitment to Him. Yes, we can be just like the children of Israel, whom God delivered out of Egypt, but who continued to yearn for the life they had left behind. We can be delivered from the world physically and spiritually. That does not necessarily mean, however, that we have been delivered from the love of this world, spiritually speaking. God is severing ties in His church with the world. There can be no returning to Egypt. There is a blessing in ourselves moving forward, looking up and not looking back. In a few weeks, I will have part two to this word. Thanks for joining me today. This is Nicole Baker from King's Court Podcast.